ABC Tonight, the next chapter of the Bachelor journey begins.
Welcome to Listen to Your Heart. Listen to
your heart. 20 single musicians look for the perfect duet.
When she sings to me, it just leaves me speechless.
Will a passion for music lead to a lasting love?
I've dreamt of being with somebody who shares the same passion that I do.
Or end on a sour note?
It's no fun singing a love song when you're not in love.
The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart, a 6-episode event, tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you for the blessing.
Yes.
Of today.
Yes.
Thank you for guiding us.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
And making it possible for us to be in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you may be seated wherever you are watching, and what a blessing.
What a blessing.
I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 9. Verse 12. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them. And the Lord said to Moses, rise early and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me.
Hallelujah.
You know, a lot of troubles exist because God wants us to serve him. All the troubles that happen in Egypt happen because of God wanting his people to serve. Let my people go, that they may serve me. Let my people go, that they may serve me. Yeah. Because, indeed, in this corona season, if indeed so many people are dying, you know, anybody who dies is experiencing what everybody is going to experience. Everybody is going to have to experience unless Jesus comes before. You get it? Yeah. So the point is, what is there on earth to do? Why do we exist? You know, not so many people are philosophers, but if you think philosophically a little, you always ask yourself, what am I doing? What is it all to just live? And you know, this lockdown is making us see our activities.
Yeah.
I used to go here and come, do this, come, go and come, go and come all the time. And we are finding out that a lot of things that we used to go and come to do, we could do it at home.
Yes.
You actually don't need to go out. There's so much work to do by staying in one spot. It's amazing. So then God said, I will at this time send all my plagues upon my heart. You see, the plagues that God has in his heart. That's why the Bible says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Avenge not yourselves. give place to wrath. For it is written, I will repay. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. God said, I will send the plagues that are on my heart. I will send them. Hey. And upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou mayest know. All right? That thou mayest know there's none like me in the earth. Now, verse 15. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I might smite thee and thy people with pestilence. That's a plague or an epidemic. That thou shalt be cut off from the earth. All right? On Good Friday, I was preaching about those under the earth. Bible says, every knee shall bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. There's a whole group. Different places. The underworld. It's real. Now, verse 16. And in very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. Anytime you see a stubborn person, or stubbornness, not listening, remember that God uses stubborn people and stubbornness to manifest his power. Yes. So in my life, in my experience, what I have seen is that people who don't yield and are hard, they are often used to do a work. And I just watch and see something that doesn't give in, give up easily. You talk and you talk and talk, no change. That my name may be declared throughout the earth. As yet exaltest thou against my people, that thou will not let them go. So people who don't want us to serve God, and people who don't allow their family, their children, their wives, their husbands, to serve God, are exalting themselves. So don't exalt yourself. Those who are, you, if your husband or your wife is serving God, you should be thankful. Or your child wants to serve God, you should be grateful. You should be humble and say, oh God, if you've chosen my husband, thank you. If you've touched my wife, thank you. If you choose my children, I'm so grateful. That's what you should be. Not exalting yourself against God's people. That you will not let them go and serve the Lord. You watch and see what's going to happen to you. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause it to rain. All right? Upon a very grievous hail, such has not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Now listen, I'm saying this because I want you to listen before we say a little bit of prayer. Send therefore now and gather thy cattle, all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them and they shall die. In other words, it's going to rain stones so hard that any animal or human being outside is going to be knocked down and killed by the stones, the hailstones that are coming from the sky. You know, all these things, we don't believe it. If somebody had come to announce that, that says the Lord, I'll pack British Airways, I'll pack Emirates, they will not fly this year. You will see it. Lock down the world. There will be no international movement. You would have looked and said, like, what could do that? Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Now, verse 20. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. I want you to underline this verse. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh. You know, there are people that fear the word of the Lord. All right? And verse 21, he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. You get it? So there are people that fear God's word. And they fear when a prophet speaks. Or when a prophet is sent by the Lord to be a warning or to give a warning to God's people. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is why in Isaiah 21 and verse 6, it says, for thus has the Lord said unto me, go and set a watchman and let him speak, declare what he seeth. So prophets are watchmen. All right? And they are supposed to speak for God, what God says. But as you can see, among the people who hear the word of the Lord, there are those who fear, and there are those who don't regard it at all. Yes. I once told the government minister that 7,000 people had died in road accidents in a particular year, and that the road should be made. And he told me that his answer was that if you make the road, more people will die because the road are good. But obviously, it doesn't show that the person is even regarding what is being said, because it's more than an epidemic. So the Bible says, he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle, all right, in the field. Now the Lord said, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land. And Moses stretched forth his hand, and thunder and hail and the fire ran along the ground. So there was hail and fire grievous. And the hail smote throughout the land of Egypt. All right? Both man and beast. Are you there? So, only in the land of Goshen, of Israel, there was no hail. Are you there?
Yes.
So you can see that where people don't fear the word of the Lord, you live to suffer the consequences of not respecting, the word of God from a watchman or from a prophet. There are different types of prophets. Like Moses was a prophet. And he speaks for God. God told him, you speak for me. He wasn't. And all, if you listen to Moses, mostly teachings. The teachings of Moses were his prophecies, because those teachings are so sound that they are used as the basis of many of the laws in the world today. The laws in the Constitution, common law, and so on. It's all Moses' teachings. But some people don't respect it. Some people don't regard it. And so that day, some people respected. They said, this thing, let us believe, because it is important to hear the prophecy that is coming from God's servant. And there are those who don't regard it. So if you are watching me, you are listening, you must decide to become one of those that fear and regard the word of the Lord that comes from his servants. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17. It says, son of man, I have made thee a watchman. You see, unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them a warning from me. You see, so God makes his servants watchmen. What is a watchman? A security man. He's a lookout.
Okay.
He's looking out. Then he sees something. He says, hey, something is coming. Oh. Something is coming. And the Bible says, those that regard it,
wow.
There are some who don't respect. Oh, don't mind this. When he sleeps and he has a bad dream, he gets up and he talks. You know, it's just beautiful. So, but he says, Son of man, I've made thee a watchman of the house, unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them a warning from me. Give them a warning from me. And that's what a pastor is doing. A prophet is doing. A speaker. When you say prophet, I am a prophet as well. The Bible says the church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. I've been building churches for 30 years. So I am both an apostle and a prophet. Do you understand? Yes. And God has been using me to build. The churches that I've built are the evidence of what I'm talking about. Paul said, you are the evidence that I'm an apostle. If not, I'm not an apostle to anybody, I'm an apostle to you. So, it says, I've set you, I've made you a watchman. That means that your role is to hear and to watch and to see. And then you give a word. You give a word and then they make fun of it. I've given so many words, you know, be careful of this, be careful of this. This will become this. This will turn into this. This can happen. This is what is going to come out of this. But people are told and they disregard it. So the more that you disregard, you become like Pharaoh's people who did not regard. And the hail destroyed all their horses, their cattle, also their transport, their horses, their cattle, their goats, their sheep, all the animals, everything was destroyed. And there's so much destruction when you don't listen to the watchman. Because God makes his prophets or his servants to have that role, that sort of see and warn. You know, give a warning, sometimes generally, do this, do that. If you do this, this is going to happen. If you don't do this, in 8 years' time, it will still be like this. In 8 years' time, we keep giving prophecies, and many don't regard. They say, what do you know about whatever? And an example now, I've said different things, you know, regard. If at all, I'm even a doctor. 7 years I was in medical school. I know epidemiology and community health and pandemics and epidemics. I know these words. I studied it in school, in the university. And I've practiced medicine for 30 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, even just as a prophet, you need to listen. And you need to take heed so that your life will be saved from many wonders. As I'm preaching now, there are people listening. And they're even wondering, they're saying, what did he warn us about? But you look into your life, you see, I told you this. This is going to become this. Is it not true? And it became that. And it became that practically. I said, do this. Don't do this. This and that. But because God just makes the prophet, it's like a mother. A mother who has had a child is divinely empowered to have milk in her breast. All other breasts are dry. But once you are divinely empowered to have a child, your breast starts to produce milk supernaturally. It's like if you want to say, like it's a miracle. If we didn't know anything about science at all, we just say a miracle happens. And that miracle happens because God has done another miracle. Wow. Yes. And so when God sets you over people, he says, I've made you a watchman. So you see, so you keep on saying things that are prophetic. And people listen, some disregard. I spoke about mortgages, I spoke about debts. But you have those who just, he lives in Africa. He doesn't know anything about whatever, you know, and so on. Deuteronomy chapter, I'm not preaching, but it's like preaching. Deuteronomy. Chapter 15. I'm prophesying prosperity to you. Amen. Now, of a foreigner, verse 3. Or verse 1 says, in the end of 7 years, you make a release. But I just want to comment on something. Verse 3. It says, of a foreigner, thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thy hand shall release. He's telling how to release debts. release debts and set people free. Forgive people and let them not owe you anymore. Verse 4. Save when there shall be no poor among you. You remember when Jesus said, the poor you always have?
Yes.
Yeah. This one is saying that except the day when there's no poor person. Wow. God can bless you so much that there'll be no more poor people. He says, save when there shall be no poor among you. For the Lord shall bless, greatly bless thee in the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. So there is a level of blessing where there's no more a poor person amongst you. Receive it. Wherever you are watching, on television, by the Facebook, YouTube, radio, receive it. It's possible. In Jesus' name. Now, verse 5. There's always your part. Now, all these fantastic blessings, there is always what? My part. Say my part. Yeah, there's always my part. And if you don't do your part, then things don't work out. Now, notice your part. It says, only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all these commandments, which I command thee this day. So careful, you see, carefully listening. You can easily listen, but not carefully. One day I told some people, form a group with 12, about 100 of them. I said, form a group with 12 people. Some formed a group with 7, some formed a group with 10, some formed a group with 6, some formed a group with 3. And it's just beautiful. I was just amazed. I said, form a group with 12 people. Everybody did something different. We tend not to carefully listen to what is being said. Okay? But I want you to notice the great prophecy of verse 6. That's actually where I was taking you. The rest were just preludes. Are you watching?
Yes.
Now, for the Lord thy God blesseth thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend. Do you see? You lend. And, but, notice the but thou shalt not borrow. Don't borrow. And then what's going to happen? And thou shalt reign over many nations, and they shall not reign over thee. This is one of the greatest scriptures. Underline it or highlight it in your Bible. One of the greatest scriptures that teaches us against borrowing money. And in this pandemic, you even how to pay your rent. It's an issue. How to get money. Because if I was running a restaurant and I had 15 waiters, and nobody's coming to my restaurant this month, next month, and I don't know when the restaurants are going to open, I have to tell all the waiters, listen, I cannot pay you because nobody comes to eat. Even the food that I bought is rotting there. It's all in the freezer and we can't even cook it. I have to pay rent, light, water, everything. And plus, if you owe, you have to pay the people you owe. And people who are working, losing jobs. So many people losing jobs. And this thing is not ending today or tomorrow. If we are going by what they are doing, there can be no international travel in the world, even to the end of the year. Yeah. No travel. Australia has declared no travel until December. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that Australia has declared that. But I don't see how there can be any international travel to the end of this year. Why would anybody fly? And there are certain countries, I don't want to mention the names. It's as if it's an achievement to say we have found 3 cases here. We have found 3 cases. That doesn't make the cases go. It's as though the practice of the medicine to fight it is to locate more and more people. It doesn't solve the problem. As you keep locating more people. That's not the solution at all. Yes. So, we need to respect the word of the Lord. And you can see now, borrowing will not help you at all. And I tell you, those who are holding your neck for what you owe them, never think that this thing will let them release it. Because those who are holding your neck, others are holding their tails. Yes. Yes. People who have lent money, and they are also borrowed money. There's a whole network of bizarre complexities. Yes, everybody needs his money. So nobody's going to leave. If you don't leave me, I'll not leave you. And I also don't leave you until the whole world is. So that's why God tells us and teaches us his word, his wisdom. And we need to hearken. You know, the Bible says, the servants of Pharaoh who regarded the word of the Lord, they all went out and brought their cattle in. They said, look, this thing, it will happen. So I want us to become believers. Hallelujah. In the words of the Lord, from your from the word, from God. However the word of God comes to you, whether it comes through a prophet, a pastor, teacher, whatever you call him, brother. Some of the greatest men of God are not called prophets. Kenneth Hagin was called Brother Hagin. He was never called Prophet Hagin. A prophet who has seen Jesus, sat with Jesus for 2-3 hours. Talking to him. He was never called prophet. I've never heard anybody call him Prophet Hagin. So it's not by title. It's not by calling you whatever. Prophet whatever and so on. It is by the reality. Hallelujah. So at this time, I want us to stand to our feet and pray concerning the word of the Lord that is coming to us. That God will soften our hearts and help us to believe in the prophetic words and the guidance, the spiritual guidance, the spiritual words that are given to us. Rande no kosovere de dia sorola ma tarimende da kieto vala mi andologo se mandala barabia koshanda baba le mati valo serenico takabari ande la ma tarimende kosambe de dia kotambeli zora babu de kesho takabari ande lo ramina kutene mene kezua la grato je ketelele bebe Le mando barabia sene me kotala la mianda La bandolo mo sembere kia kontola mia Jorine me vene ke so paradianda ba Mande guzenve Mande guzenve Mande guzenve Bende lio sabaria bredule ke jando Rato mene ke zevele li anda ba Razon beketeni azona Le jobra kia zaka paradia Le barakasato ka paradia
Take away Lord the stony heart.
Yes Lord.
The heart that does not believe
Jesus,
the heart that does not believe, the heart that finds it difficult to obey quickly. Deliver us, Lord.
Radamazote kezelebe viandaba Wande geduende Wande geduende Wande geduende Le baradia basonda baba Rabakasote kebelelia Lemene kuzante lebe
Lift your holy hands, Father. Let me be an obedient servant. Teach me obedience, softness of heart. Hello, Ramanda, Merinosha, Ramandelede, Hey, Boromale, Bashan, Dalamanda, Lababa, Karomola. Baba, Mendekesonababa, Malomekesabila, Majedo, Balege, Zerobera Balaria, Santone Cassandolo, Domalalia, Ketio, Mamalalia, Levelegate, Balamanda, Casson de Levege, Lacassanda, Mendola Macabala de Marandaria, Belebedeleva. Mendo Maria, Mendo Oh yes,
Oh yes, as watchmen.
Hallelujah.
And all of us who are watching, wherever you are watching from in the world, call your friend, call your neighbor, tell the person, put on your television if it's on TV, check your Facebook now. This is what to use your phone and your iPad for. This is what to use it for. Don't use it for other things.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Son of man, I've made thee a watchman. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you Zechariah chapter 7, and verse 13. We are just ending our prayer time, but I want us to. It says, therefore, it came to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, they cried and I also not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. Are you there? I hope you are listening. Is that a nice verse? But it's a verse. It says, therefore, it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they also cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts.
Wow.
So, you know, when God cries, let us hear what he says, so that when we cry, he will also hear. Because when he cries and we don't mind him, then when we cry, he also will not mind us. And that's really some way. Verse 14, but I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they had laid the pleasant land desolate. So, you know, our cities are becoming desolate as these lockdown things go on. The city looks dead. I've never seen empty streets. It's just amazing. Like this. Empty. Empty everywhere. So brothers and sisters, he cried, we will not hear. One day we will cry and he also not hear. God forbid. Lift your holy hands and say, Lord, I'm turning around.
I want to
be someone who hears when there is a cry from the watchman.
Yes.
From you, O God, when you speak
Italia.
Your wonderful words, I want to be someone who hears. I really want to hear
your
wonderful words. I want to have a soft heart. Give me a soft heart. Jesus.
Sora mina close
feli goza
bradoliende
mandele che
malandale
ndo balande
se merabe asando lo momo contaria
de
lurabasia coopere di
angelo
duante minano mende cosi macola
le lumbre
bezeli andamia coopere di
reto
via cosa paria
angeluta
valachiosene rinde cotami
ende
mando belima sane
rinde
via coopere di anda
angiota zebe
Mejola bakia tombere kia
mando
zemele kia patalunda
Hayo balonda rinkanda la
mando soparia
sora mashada le
every standing
every standing
paloni gezende
mande kamande le mande la mando lende
jolia kaparia
talora mandali badale belere
angento pe
every praying now pray mando ramanda le mende le mende kante le bara
midami on tomo
ya mando
mende kremande le
rabatia
kopara
lorene sonda la ba
mande kemeri
Takapari
niante
lora baka sote kelebelia
mecho tafania
rimana kosa takiakele
lotize melemoma
mayo kavalio
redelia siame
enjete valima
rabaka
sote kele
redebe kosandaba
lambri
sombra brando sekida
lomina sataliendo
onja kavalia
moto sandale
redebe
lora bo
skapo katalie
lora ba
menjele zuzante
rete
koparadiandala
lora ma
Lora basadia
kosala,
enjete venekia
bola,
enjekete neveriande, enjekete
nevevimalo,
enjekete levevevimalo,
enjekete
levevemiliando,
leteko
paradia,
raza
toke noma, raza katolemo,
lusa
kabaya.
Father, we thank you for the blessedness,
Jesus,
of your holy word.
Of your holy word.
We thank you for the blessedness,
yes,
of you calling us to trust you and to believe in you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all of us,
yes,
who are here in this pandemic, Lord. Something we've never dreamed could ever happen. But it's happened to the whole world because it is your hand that is sending these judgments into a world that has forgotten you. We thank you.
We thank you
for hearing our prayer, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, I want us to, I feel we should pray for just a minute more. Mark 10:21. Jesus beholding him said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell what you have, give to the poor, you shall have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me. I want us to pray for what one thing we lack. You know, during this pandemic, I hope you are reflecting, having time to sit down. One day I met a rich man, a multi-millionaire. Okay. And he told me, I was so rich. He told me how rich he was. So rich that he could fly a jumbo jet 747, the one with upstairs and downstairs, from India to London, or London to India and back, just to collect his girlfriend and back. Yes. We are talking of money. All right. It's a level. And then he said to me, one day, I got into some difficulty and I went to prison. And he was not a Christian. But when he went to prison, he gave his life to God. And that's how he became a Christian. That's how come I was even talking to him, because I wouldn't have known him. So I asked him that, what is the problem in prison? Why is it that you turn to God in prison? Then he did his hand like this. He said, in prison, there is no this. So you, now you have to do this. He said, there are no people to talk to. Nobody to talk to. And the pandemic too is like that. We don't see ourselves. This one is a social distancing. You get it? So now we are left with this. You and God. And I hope that we are all fulfilling the 120 hours prayer for your life and 120 hours for your destiny. Yes. At the beginning of the year, I was waiting on God. I just, a little time I had, I prayed for 120 hours for whatever I was praying for. Yeah. It's normal to pray for 120 hours. So I don't know the difficulty that you are having. Yeah. So, one thing thou lackest. I want us to lift our hands wherever you are and pray, Lord, whatever I lack, what is the big lack in my life?
Yes.
In this pandemic, Lord, yes. Let it be corrected.
Yes, Lord.
Just begin to pray for a moment. Kama shando basanda laba. Ayamamberele mamanda basandola. Pela ramaranda lenderene duramanda leba. Metele brobalande bredemelo barande leba. Desemendolo makabla da brada. Ayandolo morolo bolide. Mante ke malamando ramalito ashindo rambalaba. Ombe Targela, whatever I lack, whatever is deficient, whatever is wrong, whatever is a gap in my life, this pandemic, Lord, let it be corrected. Let it be corrected. Let it be corrected. Let it be corrected. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh God. Whatever I lack, Lord, let it be filled up, Lord. Whatever is a problem in my life, Lord. Whatever is a problem, Lord. Let it be solved in this pandemic season, Lord.
Yes,
whatever is a mistake, Lord, in my life, Makama, let it be corrected, Lord, in this season, Lord. Whatever is a mountain that stands before me that I must climb, holy hands lifted up, you shall climb the mountain that stands before you. Whatever is a valley, whatever represents a valley so deep, so frightening, let me cross it, Lord, in this pandemic season. Let me survive. Let me escape, Lord. Let me come out, Lord. One thing thou lackest, let me not lack it after this pandemic. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise, Lord.
We give you praise, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Father, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
That whatever is missing,
Jesus,
in our lives, in this pandemic, you are filling it up.
You are filling it up.
You are correcting it.
You are correcting it.
Put your hand on your heart wherever you are in your house. There are some of us, we are into lies. We are into deceptions.
Mercy.
We are into error. We are into wickedness. We are into treachery. We are into all kinds of evil. But this season,
yes,
God is bringing like a dentist.
Hallelujah.
Lay hold on your tooth.
Hallelujah.
And pull it out. It's coming out of you.
Yes, Lord.
Every serpent seed, characteristic,
negativity, attitude,
evil behavior,
yes,
wicked eyes, wicked ears, wicked mouth, is going out of you.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
One thing thou lackest, be healed of it right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Be free from evil spirits. Be free from wickedness. Be free from sickly problems. Be free from long-standing curses, long-standing issues.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, every power of laziness, every power of wickedness,
yes, Lord,
is broken in your life.
Broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hand and thank God right now. Father, we thank you for your blessing.
We thank you for your mercy.
We thank you for your help.
Yes.
We thank you for your mighty power that is flowing,
yes, Lord,
in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
What a blessing. Are you blessed to be in church this morning online? I believe God is blessing us. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, that the spirit of Jesus, the testimony of Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. So this morning, as you hear these testimonies, you are hearing the prophecy of how God is going to deliver you to in Jesus' name. Today we have a powerful testimony of healing from our brother Della. He's a member of the media team. Amen. My name is Dele. My testimony is about how the communion and the counsel of the prophet brought me healing. Amen.
Amen.
I fell ill some months ago, but the diagnosis of the doctors didn't show what was wrong with me, and I kept getting weaker and weaker. I was changing hospitals till I finally arrived at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital.
Wow.
In my ward, most of the people were half dead, and we were all on ICUs. That's intensive care units. Machines or whatever. And I had to change my shirt 3 times every night because I was sweating so much. And I used to pay 550 cedis daily just to continue being at the ward. Mercy. And my pastors from the First Love Church visited me in the second week at the hospital, and they led me to take the communion, which had been blessed at the prophetic encounter service. Amazingly, the next day I was discharged. Today you will take the communion.
Amen.
And whatever sickness you are suffering from, you will be discharged from it in Jesus' name. Upon my return, I had the opportunity to meet the prophet for intimate counseling. There, he gave me some very good counsel about what to do to improve my health. After that, I went for a review. When I met my doctor, she was furious about my inability to come for some procedures after my discharge. But after I ran the tests, she was surprised and she kept looking at my face in disbelief. Because I had been healed miraculously. I want everyone to listen to the counsel very, very seriously. Any advice or instruction prophet gives is going to lead to your healing and your promotion. Let us partake in every part of the service, and God's power is coming to us. Why don't you put your hands together for that powerful testimony? Amen.
I want to share with you something, and then we'll receive our offering. You may be seated. 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Yes,
1 Timothy chapter 6. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I believe that it's going to be a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded.
Okay. Wow.
All right?
Right.
Many people don't have even $2
wow.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded.
Minded.
nor trust in uncertain riches. So don't be high-minded and don't trust in uncertain riches. And I think you are seeing that riches are uncertain. I saw somebody on the television predicting that the euro is going to fall or fail or something. Money is failing. But in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Wow. So enjoyment is from God. Wow. Not all things to hoard. And to look at and say, I have. But you are not enjoying anything. So if you are enjoying some few things, thank God.
Amen.
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 So God is telling us to speak to people that have money. And riches are very relative. Most of the world has nothing. All right? Now, verse 18. That they do good. That they be rich in good works. Rich in good works means that you have a lot of good works. Okay. Not one or two good things. A lot of good works. Ready to distribute. So people who have money should be ready to distribute it. And on Good Friday, I took a special offering towards our cathedrals that we are building in the Volta region of Ghana. I started a project with 10 amazing cathedrals from Rara to Dambai, KJB, Jasikan, Ho, Keta, all over, Sugakope, many places. So we are distributing. It's not only in the capital that we have cathedrals that are you'll be happy to have your wedding in. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think? Yes, if your wedding is taking place in Dambai, you should be happy. Yes. So you can invite a lot of people from everywhere to come and attend your wedding. Amen.
Amen.
And rich in good words, ready to distribute and willing to communicate, an old word, share. Willing to share. All right. Now, notice verse 19. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Giving is what makes you have a foundation for the time to come. You see, a time is coming, an economic holocaust. Yes. Great financial distress and difficulties. You know, people who have stocks and all these investments and things to pay, a lot of these words, anytime you hear a word, for me, I don't understand the word bond when I say we are getting bonds. And I tell you, many of those people who do these bonds, they couldn't get science. I did science. They didn't do science. They did arts. We don't understand. It's so complicated. So many word salads that you are left something mystical to understand. But it's all part of the deception to lead us into bondages. Financial deceptions and bondages, I tell you. So, brothers and sisters, bottom line is you have to spend what you have. You can't spend what you don't have. And I want to say that giving makes you enter supernatural financial standing, a good standing financially. It says, laying up in store. Tell those who are rich to give. When they do, it releases a spiritual and supernatural store against times that are going to come. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. Shall I read it again? Maybe you didn't get it. Those of you who are on your phone, you are not seeing the, what do you call it? It says, charge those that are rich in this world to not be high-minded. Because the thing is that when people have money, they are high-minded. When you call them, are you what? And they have some small power. that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Yes. Huh? Many jobs are uncertain. People you see riding high today, tomorrow you'll be surprised. There'll be in some Toyota somewhere waiting for you. But trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Wow. So I'm speaking to everybody who has something but you are not enjoying. Please release it and start enjoying it now. Because God gives you things to enjoy practically. What's the use of the money that you have kept and you don't have even a television? You are not enjoying a television. Look at your television. It's still black and white. They're still using black and white television. God gave you all richly all things to enjoy. Amen. Are you there? Then he goes on the next verse. So charge them that they do good. Tell people to do good. Pay people's school fees. Help people. Pay things for people. Be kind. Do good. Be rich in good works. Amen. Good works. You must have a lot of good works. So recently, we had a hospital, and I said, I want another one just for blind people and people who are handicapped. Just for handicapped people. If you are handicapped, the whole hospital is for you, and everything is free for you. Yes. And if you are blind, everything is for you. Those who have no handicaps cannot get jobs. How much more those who are handicapped? Which job will they get? Tell the truth. Yes. Anyway, so your good works must be plenty and ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Verse 19. Why? What are they doing? Laying up in store. You see, when you give, you are laying up a store. Again, you have to believe the word. If you don't want to believe, just be quiet. I'll finish preaching just now and we move on. But you lay up in your store a good foundation against the time to come. Wow. Times are coming, economic holocaust. Money will fail. Banks will fail. We've seen the banks failing practically. Yes. And this banks failing in Ghana is not in, banks are failed in Nigeria, banks are failed in America, big banks, England, big banks failed. Yes. So that, and then that they may lay hold on eternal life. So the time to come on this earth, there are times coming, difficult times. The seed you've sown in somebody's life or in the church, in the work of God, will help you in that time. You'll be surprised. There are people who only do good when they say, you are this person's child. Come, I will help you because you are this person's child. And you'll be surprised at the seed you've sowed in your life as the reason why God sends help in the time to come. So I want us to be a certain way when it comes to God. Right now we are in the time of Moses. God has smitten airlines, shops, this road, see, has started road empty. And every road is empty. Every trafficy city is empty. Shops, airports, yes. Everything is just closed down. Shut up now. Be quiet. Don't go out. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yes. So I want everybody, everywhere watching, I want you to give, especially on this Resurrection Sunday. Your finances will wake up. Hallelujah. And they will rise higher in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So take out your offering against the time to come. Yes. Against what? The time to come. Take your offering out on your phone. Check on the screen. You see it says how you can give. I've told you over and over again. I don't like it when you say you don't know how to give. Because now everybody is learning how to buy electricity with you don't have to go, you send, and then water bills, everything, TV, you buy credits, you don't go anywhere, you do it remotely. So now it's time to give to the house of God. If you look on the screen, I believe, and even if it's not on the screen, you can ask somebody and find out. By now, you should have saved how to give money to the church. All right, you are giving an offering. Give your best. Just assume there's no other offering. It's your best you are giving on this Resurrection Sunday. Must be something special that can do something good. Amen. And I know that God's power is going to touch your life against the time to come. Hallelujah. What a blessing. And then we are going to be blessed very powerfully as we give today. So I'm giving you some time to go offline and go online and give. You know, the church is going to pay salaries. All the people that we employ. I'm sure we are. I don't know how many people we employ, but I'm sure there's lots of people. You know, our church, you can't know our things so clearly. If you go on Facebook Live, you see us in different groups. Dagwood Mill, First Love, Mustard Seed, different groups of people watching. So, it's the same thing. You can't know how many we are. How many we've employed. There's so many groups all over the place. So that is a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. So take your offering and charge them that are rich in this world not to be high-minded. Don't look down on the church like Pharaoh. His Bible says he exalted himself against the people of God. And God said, I'll show you something and I'll destroy you in stages. So let us believe God that he is delivering us and he is blessing us. Amen. Amen. Is that a blessing?
Yes.
Wonderful. Father, thank you as we give. Bless our hearts. Bless our lives. We are excited today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to have a song. We got a new song about spirituality, right?
Wow.
Jolene is going to give us that beautiful song. And I believe we are going to be blessed.
Presence.
For so long, reading His Word, surrounded by His Spirit, there is so much revelation. When I'm in His presence, that's how I know He's there with me. I want to spend my days in His presence. I want to go on deeper and deeper. I want to get deeper into God.
Said hallelujah. Well, we've come to the most exciting, most powerful, most life-changing part of today's service. And I don't know how excited you are and how expectant you are, but the Bible says the expectation of the righteous will not be cut off. So turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor what you're expecting from God today. Tell your neighbor what you're expecting to hear, what you're expecting to receive. And I know God is going to bless you with it. Amen. God is changing your life. God is transforming your destiny. God is guiding you today. God is sending you His word. God is sending you His will. God is transforming your heart through the power of the word of God. Amen. And our prophet is ready to minister to us. And I feel excited. I feel an expectation in my spirit. And I know that nothing is impossible to those who believe. And if your heart is full of faith and you believe God is blessing you today, come on and let's sing it in the name of Jesus.
It's impossible when you put your trust in God.
Say nothing is impossible.
It's impossible when you trust in God.
Now wherever you are, lift up your right hand and declare.
Talking to the voice of God.
Say, is there anything
declare
everything.
Yes, everything
is possible
with God.
Now give the Lord a shout of victory and praise as we welcome to the stage our prophet, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. What a blessing. Father, thank you for this amazing Resurrection Sunday. Pandemic or no pandemic, we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus today. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Guide us by your Holy Spirit and bless us mightily wherever we are. We thank you that your power is coming to us. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless you. I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, and I'll show you a mystery. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. Amen. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. I thought we were changed already, but it looks like there's still some change that needs to happen. Is that not so? That is a mystery. Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So Jesus Christ rising from the dead on this Resurrection Sunday, which we are celebrating, is a foretaste of we also being changed. Okay? And verse 50, if we go backwards, says, now this I say, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot go with this flesh and blood. It's not going to work at all. Neither does corruption or that which is spoilt inherit incorruption or that which is not spoilt. So it's been spoilt by the serpent seed that has gone into us. Amen. Now we go back to verse 53. For this corruptible, spoilt. How many realize that you are spoilt? Something is not working well. Must put on something that is not spoilt. That's corruption. Must put on incorruption. And this mortal, this dyeable, soft, you know, fragile, weak human beings. You get it? Must put on immortality. Remember last week we prayed for Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England. I just had the news that he's come out of hospital. Amen. But even though he's a Prime Minister, we all knew that he was just a human being. He was mortal and he could have died by this Sunday. Amen. Is it not amazing? So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. Amen. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, verse 58, be ye steadfast. It's a verse everybody should memorize. If you don't know 1 Corinthians 15, 58, I'm telling you, there is something wrong with your Christian life. It's a verse everybody should try hard to remember. It's not so difficult to even remember the number, 1558. Okay? 1558. 1 Corinthians 15. The last verse in 1 Corinthians 15. All right. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Every other labor is in vain. All right. So today we celebrate this great day, the day that we are going to resurrect. And we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is the first to rise from the dead. Okay? And then the rest of us are going to rise from the dead if we die before Jesus comes. But now, the signs we are seeing are showing that, I mean, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the beginning of sorrows, the beginning of the end of this world. It's possible. It's possible. It's very possible. Why? Because the prophecy tells us that Israel will be formed. You see, Israel will come back to its land. He says this land will be trodden by the Gentiles till the time of the Gentiles. In Matthew 24, the Gentiles will tread over the Holy Land till the time of the Gentiles is up. All right? It says, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that's what happened. Jerusalem, from AD 7, when Jesus died, then he told them, and in AD 70, Titus, the Roman emperor, came against Israel and wiped out Jerusalem, wiped out Israel. And Israel was scattered all over the world. And Jerusalem has since then been occupied by different groups of people. Different groups of people have been occupied by the Turks, by the last group were the British. It was part of the British Empire. All right, has been occupied by the Arabs, by the Turks, the Crusaders, different Ottoman Empire, different. The Romans were there for a long time, and so on. So never has Israel been there. And then 1947, Israel became a nation, 14th May. Yeah. Yes, it's a date. And they became for the first time, has never been Israel. And in Donald Trump's time, he declared Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, which is yet another. And he said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until that season is over. And then he continues to talk about, and what the end shall come. There will be pestilences, there will be famines, there will be this, there will be that. And some of the things are these pandemics. Another Ebola has come in Congo, apart from the corona. Yes. You know. And on and on and on. So, you know, all these are signs. And earthquakes, for instance, he prophesied there will be earthquakes, there will be wars, there will be rumors of wars. You see, which he said in Matthew 24. Then he said also that kingdom will rise against kingdom, which again, you see, we've never had the terminology world war has never been used in the world till this 20th century. The term world war has never been used till this 20th century. And he said, but still, this is not the end. You hear of wars, rumors of wars, nations rise against nations, famines, pestilences, earthquakes. Now we hear more earthquakes. We have more earthquakes. There are two theories about that. One is that there are more people in the world, so there are more earthquakes where people are. But there have been earthquakes all along. But then there are more earthquakes with more people around in diverse places. So you have also, there's an app, if you go into current earthquakes, if you go, you'll see that there's a current earthquake somewhere now. Yeah. Earth is quaking. Yeah. And it says all these are the beginning of sorrows. Many false prophets will arise. Then he says, then this gospel shall be preached to the ends of the world. So God is going to use the gospel preaching as a sign. And then after that, the end shall come after the gospel is preached. So the preaching of the gospel is really, one of the reasons is to bring the world to an end. You know, that's why we preach, is to close up things. Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
So Jesus was resurrected because he was the first to rise from the dead. He descended into hell. Remember that?
Yes.
Into the paradise, which was a paradise is a garden or an enclosed park. Yes. And he was in that park for 3 days where there's evil and all the things are there. And then he rose and he went and collected the keys to hell everywhere. Like gates. Hell has gates, keys, doors, people, those under the earth. And he rose from the dead. He came out from under the earth. And Satan has deceived the world to say that it's not true, it's not real. Until the day that it happens, when you cannot reverse it any longer. So we are men of faith. That's why we says, I've kept the faith, like I've kept my beliefs. Amen. Now, what has God saved us from? He saved us from this terrible serpent seed. And he's going to change us. So I want to just quickly, on this resurrection Sunday, because it ties in beautifully, about how God is going to change us. Now, why are we so bad? Why are we so bad? Do you understand? Like if my color is brown or your color is brown or black or white, or you ask, why are you so white? Or why are you so black? Or why are you so brown? Or why are you so reddish? The reason why you are the color you are is because of the seed that has been sown in to create you the way you are. All right? A seed. Seed determines your color, your face, your height, your weight, your voice, your hair, how you are. Now, the seed in Luke 8 and verse 11 is the word. The parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So words are seeds. So when Satan interacted with Adam and Eve, he gave them a word. And the word he gave them was that God's word does not need to be obeyed. It will be okay if you disobey. All right? It will be all right if you disobey. There is no need to obey. But that's not true. That's a seed. And that word is a seed. And they believed it. And so the seed entered into them and into their hearts. And when the seed entered into their hearts and into their lives, they were changed. And they've been changing ever since. Hallelujah. Amen. Human beings have been changing. Now, in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, the Bible says, so is the kingdom of God. If a man should cast his seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how, for the earth bringeth fruit of herself in three stages. Fruit comes in three stages. First the blade, then the ear, then after that the full corn in the ear. So we see that this seed of serpent, that word, you know, you have to be careful what you hear. That one thing that they received and believed, all right, it gave rise to fruit instantly. Then after some time, more characteristics came. And then later on, more characteristics came. That's why when a child is born, you can't tell who it looks like. Most children, when they are born, their face is squeezed up.
Yeah.
And you don't even know who he looks like. Later on, you see that the face is round. But later, you see that the face is long. Because we have long and round faces. These are two types of faces we have. You can check your face after and see whether it's long or round. You get it? But you find out that with time, your color, your face, your hair, everything is coming out clearly. So the characteristics come out with time. So when Satan sowed this seed into human beings, right, instantly we had consciousness of nakedness, consciousness of a male who's a male and a female, which is increasing now. There's so much of him or her, shame and things like that. I mean, it's all demonic things, you know, coming to the world. There's a tendency to hide. You know, always want to sit at the back, want to not be seen, do things in secret. Tendency to keep secrets. Consciousness of evil. And they never knew what is, something is good or something is bad. And you see that seed in certain people are so conscious of certain things. Like if you take somebody who watch a lot of, what is a telenovela? Is it a soap operas and those kind of things? Yeah, they may not have love affairs, but they're very conscious of such things because they watch and they keep receiving the seed. So they are very conscious of, you see a man, you see a woman, you see a girl, you see a boy, and the mind immediately goes. So a certain seed has been in them, and the seed is being worked out. The seed is a word. Yes. And that's why people watch television and become murderers. They get a word and they see how to revenge. Then you see accusations, denials of wrongdoing. So that was the first phase. Then all that happened in the garden, right in the first, before, whilst God came as, what have you done? And so on. You immediately see the changes in human beings. All right? That's why the Bible says, we shall be changed. And this corruption cannot inherit incorruption. We can't go to heaven with this. It doesn't work in heaven. You bring a lot of smell. We need septic tanks in heaven. We need sewage in heaven if you go there like this. Yes, air freshener, soap, many things. Just to have you for 24 hours, the whole place will start smelling. Sanitizer, toothpaste, toilet roll, shaving sticks. Police stations will be needed to control us. Then the next phase of the serpent seed, you see characteristic of the devil himself in human beings. Deception. Then you see forgetfulness of good things that have been done. That's the human beings are ungrateful. That's why the politicians wait for the last year of the election to do certain things. Because it's like the human beings will not remember what you did in the first year. And they don't remember what good things people did. Are you there?
Yes.
Then the next one is ungratefulness. People are ungrateful. I remember a story of a man who fought for a city, one of these, you know, before these countries were from Italy, Greece, and so on. They had what they call city-states. So anyway, there was this man, a count of Vienna, I forget the exact place, Siena, yes. And he fought for them, defended them, fought many battles and so on. And each time he went and fought the battle, he came back home. It was like he was so powerful, the people were afraid of him, the people in the town, the governor, the mayor. It's like, this man is too powerful. He's fought here, he's a conqueror, you know. So one day when he went on his one of the wars against defending them. They had a meeting that, look, we need to honor this man. What can we do for him? You know, and the people said, look, that man is too powerful. We don't know what to do for him. Let's kill him and make a statue. Let's kill him and make a statue of him and put it in the city. And that's how we will say thank you to this man. And that's exactly what they did. So when he came, they just caught him and then executed him and made a statue of him. So thank you. You have been fought for us many wars and so on. You know, these are human beings, ungrateful, wicked people. Yeah. We can't take such characteristics to heaven. We go to heaven. Yes. All right. So ungratefulness. You see that Lucifer was ungrateful. for being allowed to come so close, come and walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. The next thing you see, tail bearing, treachery. What you better watch out when people talk. Hey, people can speak. Oh, people have words. People can be very, very treacherous if you listen to them speaking. So being treacherous, being a traitor, betraying, speaking behind the back is the commonest thing. You know, you have people who are constantly traitors, treacherous, wicked. They speak in a very funny way behind your back. Some of you watching, you know what I'm talking about. You see the leader, you smile. Oh, man, Bishop. Oh, Excellency, Honorable. As soon as he goes, you say, Honorable indeed. Excellent indeed. And you hear people speaking great swelling words. Be careful you don't join that group. Anybody who speaks in the wrong way, don't be friends with the person. Amen. And whatever somebody is saying about others to you is going to say about you to others. It's just a matter of time. Then you see tail bearing. Yeah. And then what else? Violence. The Bible says that Satan had filled the earth with violence. Pride. The next one was pride. Being puffed up. You know, pray that you get a humble person to be with. Proud people are stiff. They don't flow. They're very stiff and very, you know, certain way. You need to flow and be happy. And we all need humility. So that has come into the world. And all of us are proud. Yeah. There's a time where we used to feel that when people are poor, when people are rich, they are proud. But some of the proudest people are very poor. You'll be surprised. So much pride when there is so much poverty. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. Then you have accusations again as part of this. So now today we go to phase 3 and you see further development. Now, Corona has always existed. But what we are seeing now is a mutation or a variation of the coronavirus. It has always been there. That's why COVID-19 is coronavirus discovered in 2019. Do you understand? The 2019 version is an update. Yes. Yes. So, the mutations in the virus have created a more deadly virus. Because the coronavirus has been around. It's been known. It's a name and viruses have names. We have rhinovirus. It's a known name of a type of virus. We have, what are the other virus? Adenovirus. Papilloma virus. There are viruses that we know. Science students will know these things. So these viruses are known viruses with names. And corona was known already. But it's sort of changed again. Its shape and size and twisted yet again. And now, the way in this new format, it attacks the lungs and makes you unable to breathe in a certain way. But even now, they are coming up with theories that it is not really that, but it's actually doing something within the blood. Amen. Are you listening to me? So there are things that they are trying to find out and so on. That's why maybe some drugs which you would have thought wouldn't work are working, like chloroquine. Now, the horrible nature of man increases. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply and daughters were born to them. All right? What happened? Daughters, that the sons of God, that's demon or a fallen angel, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. So now, and God said, my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, and yet his days shall be 120. Now, the more sin increases, the more evil man becomes, the shorter his days are. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. The payment for sin is death. So more sin, more death. Do you get it? Yes, there must be more death as a result of more sin. Sin causes death. You die because of your sins. We will die because of our sins. And death comes because of sin. So one of the things that people play around with sin, they don't realize that it actually causes you, your life to be shortened. Do you see? Yes. But again, because it is nebulous and vague, people don't have a correlation. But if you were to do a study yourself, you can do a little study yourself, you'll find out that in your life, you will notice that there's a correlation between sin and death. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So the wages or the payment for sin is death. So now God said, hey, I'm not going to let people live beyond 120 years. Verse 4. Now there were giants in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, that they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, or the other creatures, you know. And they were of old men of renown. Verse 5. Glory to God. Now, it came to pass that God saw that the wickedness of man was great. Now, wicked is an English word. It means to be deliberately harmful. Do you see? Actually causing harm deliberately, intentionally. So, man is full of bad thoughts continuously. Is it not true? Yes. And verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. God was hurt. God has feelings. God, we are made in his image. That's why we also have feelings. That's why we cry. That's why we are sad. That's why we are happy. Because we are made in God's image to have feelings. And God was grieved. He looked at man. He said, what evil creatures. Like apart from devils, fallen angels, this group have almost become the same as Satan. You know, and it grieved him at his heart. All right? And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air. It repenteth me that I've made him. But Noah, one man, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now you got to be careful with people like Noah, because later one of his sons tried to mock him and tried to make funny things about him and disgrace him and bring him low. I heard Bishop Oyedepo say that, you know, Kenneth Hagin is somebody that he honored. He said from the time that he's known Kenneth Hagin till today, nothing and no one has ever been able to make him bring Kenneth Hagin low in any way, in his sight or in his presence, from now till forever. It cannot happen. Yes. To bring him low in his sight. Are you with me? Amen. So, it's very important that you'll be careful with people like Noah. Because Bible says he found grace. Like the whole world was bad and God liked him. Yes. Everybody was bad, and God said, I like Noah. Then the reason was not given. And Ham, Ham, his son, went along to try to embarrass Noah or make him look funny. So Noah then becomes very special and was the only person left in the earth. All right? Now, how is it going to be? As time goes by, man becomes more and more wicked. And let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. I want us to see now the next characteristic of the serpent seed, the phase 3, are so many that you can't write them down. Yes. There's so many things that you can't write them down. Like last week, I gave you seven things. The week before, you had about seven. But this week, you can't write it. There's too many. Okay. All right. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, you see, when the serpent seed has mutated and undergone mutations, like the coronavirus, all right? Are you there? The 2020 version of human beings. Huh? That in the latter times, men shall depart from the faith, giving heed, listening to devils. That's the seed. There'll be more implantation of the seed of the serpent, listening to devils, doctrines and ideas of devils. Yes. Okay? And the next thing is going to happen is speaking lies in hypocrisy. Now, the lies are going to be wilder because it goes with hypocrisy. Hippocrates. The word means an actor. Now, it's not easy to act. Like you are not strong, but you can act strong. You can't do it for long because in real life, you are not like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. If you put up an accent, you can only do it for a time. I don't know if you've watched, there's a film called The Last King of Scotland about Idi Amin. Yes. The man who acted is an American. His real way of speaking is like an American. But he speaks like a Ugandan or, I mean, it's amazing. I was amazed when I heard he was not. I was thinking to myself as I watched the film that they've really got a good African actor. And I found out later that he was an American who was put on the accent of a Ugandan and spoke like a Ugandan throughout the film. Yeah, but just for 1 hour. Yes, and I'm sure they'll do it again, one more time, do it again. You see? But in the last days, I tell you, people are going to be actors. So you meet somebody, you know, this is not real. Yes. And they not just telling lies. Not just telling lies. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. So there's a mutation. They're actors. Nothing is true. Nothing is true. Yes. I watched a documentary about Eli Cohen. There was this spy from Israel who went to Syria. And I mean, for about 6 years, he acted like a Syrian businessman. A rich man. And he was so good at his acting that he was being appointed as the deputy minister of defense against the enemy. So the enemy has infiltrated so much. And they believe him so much. They trusted him so much that they were now appointing him to become the deputy minister of defense of the whole of Syria and Israeli. And the only person Syria was fighting was Israel. So it's like they have got an appointment in Syria. And that's the third most powerful man in the country. Yes. That's how much the lies and the hypocrisy was working. And today you have people like that everywhere. Everywhere. Now you are watching me by television. You know what I'm talking about. As if I'm talking about somebody on a film. I'm talking about you. And me, we are all in that mutated 2020 version of the serpent seed. Human beings, 2020 version. There's something wrong with many of us. Have just something is not working well, and then having their consciences seared with a hot iron. Kenneth Hagin told us a story years ago about a man. I think he visited in a farm, and this man would drink hot tea, you know, and they just put it on the fire, hot drink, very hot drink in the farm, and it's hot boiling, and you just pour it out like that, And he said he has drank that hot thing for so long. He boiling water. He just pours it in to his throat. And it was seared with a hot iron. Nothing affects his throat and his tongue and everything about him. You get it? So the conscience is wild. It has been broken. There are some things that would mean. Don't you feel sorry about this? Don't you feel we have to stop this thing? Don't you feel that it's a mistake? Don't you feel that we should confess or that we should pray or we should say it? No, conscience. Conscience not working. That's what's going to happen in the last days. It's like, Charlie, without remorse, just flowing in evil. Yeah. And you see some of them on television telling lies about what they are going to do or what is happening. They know very well that it is not true. They have no conscience at all. And that is why you have to be careful. All right? Now, let me not give too many examples. Forbidding to marry. Yeah. In the latter times, people will be against marriage. And now we have all kinds of arrangements that are being called marriage. Yes. You are not even allowed to say that marriage is between a man and a woman. Yes. And they want to bring it to Ghana. Yes. In this current law that they made, they added a phrase about talking about hate between, you should not say something hateful about whatever. It's the same hate speech idea. Cleverly inserted during this COVID thing to just introduce that law. But you see, in the last days, people are more hypocritical, wicked. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God created. All right. And it's going to have all kinds of perversions of God's laws. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we see again another about 20 moral blemishes on the human race. Again, he's talking about the last days, like after a long time of the serpent seed being in human beings, the people are going to change more and going to be more evil. All right? Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Amazing, isn't it? Huh? Lovers of their own selves. Covetous, money-loving. Even in this corona, we see money as a major player. Instead of closing airports, instead of closing down businesses, you see that money is a major player in the decision-taking all over the world. Yes. Boasters. People will be boasting about so many things. That is going to be the characteristic. You know, the serpent seed makes people boast about things that you shouldn't boast about. It's by the grace of God. Yes. Proud. The next one. These are the moral blemishes of the serpent seed as a result of this seed being in human beings for a long time. Very, very proud. Do you get it? I mean, if you go on social media, you'll find proud people say they can say anything about anybody. I don't know whether you've noticed it. Like fearlessly, shamelessly, no limits. They can take anybody. And there are armies of social media people from each group who are there permanently. They are paid to say things, say bad things about somebody who says anything we don't like. It is amazing. Blasphemers. A blasphemy is when you insult and speak injurious words. It's blasphemy. So people are going to be blasphemous. they'll say big things about pastor. I made a comment about taking chloroquine. If you don't want to take chloroquine, just don't take it. But you'll be surprised the kind of things that people would just say. You have yourself to blame. You have yourself to blame. Blasphemy. Then, disobedient to parents. We have never had more disobedience to parents as we have today. So those of us who are in church, who are enjoying our children in First Love Church and obeying you, you should thank God. I've had a number of parents writing to me to thank me for the blessing that I have been to their children, that their children have turned towards them and turned to be obedient and even interested in their parents. So that's going to be one of the things. It's the commonest thing now. People don't like their parents. You know, people don't like their parents. That widespread is like negativity about the parents. Yes, you can't tell me what to do, and they see the faults in the parents because the parents too have mutated. Do you see? Yes, it's easy to see the mutations in the parents. So the children look at the mutation in the parent and it's like, Charlie, yes. Mommy is a liar. They say, Mommy is a liar. Daddy is a liar. Yeah. These are the last days indeed. Then unthankful. Unthankful. Unthankful is one of the, you know, it's one of the greatest curses. But when you do things for somebody and the person gives you something negative back, do you see? And it's not thankful. It makes people who have things to give and things to do stop doing it. So now it increases the curse in the land. Because people who have corn and wine and seed and who could give and share and distribute, they are all inhibited now because they have encountered so many unthankful people. Yeah. It's true. And you ask yourself, you know, like for me, what keeps me going is the Lord. Because I'm thinking of Him and I'm thinking of my duty and my love for Him. Not for the people. I love the people, but I love the Lord. Because I've learned to work unto the Lord. Because I've had a lot of bad experience. I've had a lot of negative feedback from people that I love. I've loved a lot of people that have given me negative feedback. If I follow that, I'll never love anybody again. If I was to follow my experiences, you will see me as a hermit on an island. I just sit to myself and look at the sea every day and count waves. It's true. I'll sit by the shore and count the waves that are coming in. In the evening, I'll go and sleep. Yes. It's true. So, unthankful. And then unholy. We've never had more unholy people. Huh? Than we have today. Now, holiness means to be special. Nobody is prepared to be unusual. You know, like how the Jews work on Saturdays. They wear this cap. They have this beard. They have all these things. People are not prepared to have characteristics that make them unusual or special. It's like, I must be like everybody. I can't be special. I can't be unusual. I have to wear the same clothes everybody's wearing, the same behavior. I must have the same fingernails, the same this, the same, all kinds of things. I must put on this makeup. I must put on this red lipstick. I must look, always have to be what everybody is. Yes. One day I told somebody, I said, this thing that you put on your face, you'll be old 10 years before your time. Your skin, everything will change about you. You cannot exist without it. Yes. One day a friend of mine who told me he was on a plane with somebody that he knew personally. He knew the person personally. Yes. Somebody he's just spoken to, shook hands with, sees the person. They were all in the small, I think they were in the business class part. So there were just a few of them. He never recognized her till they got to Ghana and a car came for the person. Yes. Because where they were coming from.
Right,
I think the person was feeling free. There was no makeup. The stomach has come out at the normal. Everything artificial was not there. It was like natural. And he could not pick out who this woman was. Yes. I mean, you ask yourself, how long can you pretend? You know? And how long can you put on? You give advice, they don't listen. Anyway. So, everybody wants to be like everybody. But the Bible says, talks about holiness. Never, if you want to be with God, you have to learn how to be odd. You have to learn how to be the odd one out whenever necessary. Yeah, odd. Oddness is holiness. Yes, special because you are used for religious purposes. Amen. Special because you are used for religious purposes. God is using you for religious purposes. So you will be unusual. He'll keep you in a special way. That's holy. So don't be afraid of being holy. But in these last days, and holiness is normal. Fornication, adultery, immorality, every bad moral thing. Plenty. It's actually abnormal to find a virgin. It's rather abnormal. It's like, why are you a virgin? Huh? What went wrong that you are a virgin? Is there a disease? Is there something? You know? Is there a sickness? Yes. From the age of 12, 13, it's more unusual. Number three, without natural affection. People will not have, like, how you should normally have affection for a girl. So when you see a girl, I don't have any affection for you. Nature is not working. Rather, unnatural is working. Boys desiring boys. And even kindness, natural kindness about issues. There's no kindness. That's how human beings are going to become more and more wicked. That's why we have wild murderers. So that when you watch the films, the way they kill in the films, you know, these are ideas. People, where did they get the ideas from? Yes. The other day I was watching a film. Somebody, I thought it was a gun. He put a gun at the back of the person's head. And then the person stood there. No, no, it wasn't a gun. Do you know what it was? It was this drilling machine that makes a hole. Yes. So when he put the gun at the back, then the person put the hands up. Then he used the drill to enter the person. I mean, where do people get these ideas from? Yes. These are mutations. 2020 version of human beings. You know something? You can even tell a film by the type of evil that you see in the film. If you look, even James Bond. If you have the older ones, you will see that certain things will not happen. Any older film, you see that certain things are not, will not happen. If the film is in the 2020 mutation version, that you do not get, I mean, they actually have sex, do any everything that you cannot imagine. It will be in it. Hey. Then you have truce breakers. You make an agreement. The next moment is finished. That's what Hitler did. He made an agreement with Russia. I will not invade you. Let's sign. Then when they agreed and invaded Poland, and Russia was on the other side. So that was it. Not knowing that he was planning to invade Russia the next year. and Stalin said he will not do it because I've made agreement with him. But he didn't know we are the mutation. Oh. Yes. Truth breakers. The next one. False accusers. Yes. They be accused falsely of the direct opposite. If you say something good towards this group, you'll be accused by the other group. If you say something, that's the truth. Then somebody will take you and say, you are a supporter of this. Yes. If you don't want to be a hypocrite, and you want to speak the truth, they will always try to accuse you falsely. Incontinence. No controls. Yes. No control. When a male dog is following a female dog, is he being controlled?
No.
And human beings are going to become like animals. No control at all. If it's a, once you're a woman, I have no restraint. What? A woman? By me? There's no control. You are called woman? You are finished. When I get a open door, that's it. That's it. You are a man? And I'm a woman? You can't go away like that. I'll have you before you go. Hey, incontinent. No controls. That's today's world, though. Oh, you don't understand my message? Yeah. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. This is the last days. This is the mutations. I told you, you can't write them. It's too long to write. Yes. Despisers of those that are good. Yes. You mock at people that are good. So, the fact that you are being mocked at, somebody's making fun of you, making stories about you, doesn't mean you are bad. It's part of the twisted nature of the human being to despise those that are good. We actually hail those that are evil. We actually hail those that are evil. When you are a liar and you are a deceiver and you can just speak well, you'll be hailed. They'll choose you. You'll be celebrated and you'll be called a celebrity. You get a lot of following. Fierce despisers of those that are good. Verse 4. Traitors. Heady. Traitors. Do you know what is a traitor? A traitor is somebody you really trust. And the person turns against you, can't believe it. Everything you trust is not there anymore. That's a traitor. Traitors. There's this man in America. What's his name? Benedict Arnold. He's synonymous with a traitor. He was, like this Eli Cohen story I told you about. He was a traitor. He was not what they thought he was. So anytime you discover somebody who is not what you think the person is, that person is a traitor. And whenever traitors are found, there's always shock and it always causes an upheaval. When Eli Cohen was caught, they arrested anybody that he was connected with. When you see, Hitler was having a meeting. You know, the D-Day is when June 6, 1944, when they invaded Europe. 6 weeks later, Hitler was having a meeting in his his hideout near the Russian border. And one of his soldiers, who had only one eye, came to the meeting with a briefcase full of a bomb. And he came and when he came in for the meeting, he put the suitcase under the table. And they all sat, this military table, they were all standing around the military table, the generals, with Hitler himself. Then he just, excuse me, I go to the bathroom, something. So he went out. When he went out, he just took a car and went off. Because there was a bomb in it, he was left with a few minutes to go. So he took a car, went to the airport. They saw him, saluted, he went out. And Hitler and Co. were standing over the table. And they're, pow! The whole thing exploded. About 4 people died, but Hitler escaped. Yes. Hitler escaped. So, they were now saying, who is this man who looked like one of us, who attended the meeting, who was so close that he put his hand on the table. We're all looking at the maps together and discussing how to win the war, not knowing that he was carrying a bomb. He was coming to kill us. And kill everybody in the room. They arrested 5,000 people. Yes. They hung them on piano strings. They hung them on meat hooks. They executed them in front of their families. 5,000 people who they suspected were connected to this thing. Apart from the man, so when he landed in Berlin, they arrested him and executed him on that day. They shot him. Traitors, don't joke with traitors, though. A traitor, they draw this thing on your head like this. Horns. Yeah. But the Bible is good. The world is going to be full of traitors. Most films have traitors in them. It's an amazing. That's why Judas is like, is something that people, when people think of Judas, say, no, not Judas. I've never been for an outdoor where somebody is called Judas before. I mean, I've seen so many names, but Judas, no, I've not seen before. Even a dog. You don't call a dog Judas. I mean, I've heard, which names have you heard of dogs? Huh? I've heard so many heads of state. I've been to somebody's house. The dog was the name of a head of state. Presidents. Yes, I've heard American presidents have been named so many, but Judas, no. Yeah. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. This is going to be the story as we go on. The serpent seed mutating, and this, the human race is full of evil. Wow. Now, the last list that I have is found in Romans chapter 1, where you see again further mutations. Are you there? Or you are tired of my preaching? Yes. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. And you see there, it says, "For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." This part of the Bible is being rejected by, people don't want us to say this. Okay. They are calling this hate speech. Now, we're not supposed to read Romans 1 anymore. Of the Bible. Yes. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. The invisible things of God, since the creation of the world, are clearly seen. Verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Verse 23, or verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, if you look at the world, you see the mutation has happened. And many, I mean, like, now we are marrying, and it's like, it's almost as if there's madness. You go to school, they tell your 10-year-old child, are you a boy or a girl? Somebody who has a genitalia. And even the medical associations are saying that there's nothing like that. But they rejected science, even. Yes, it's totally rejected. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image. Made like to corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts. So God gave them up. So this is God giving up human beings to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God to a lie. Verse 26. God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Okay, so the natural use of the body is changed to something that is against nature. If it's nature or natural or natural, it do it something against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. Like, what's the natural use of a woman's body? Burned in their lust, one toward another. Burned. They burned in lust towards one another. Men with men. Men with men. Look at the scripture. Men with men. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. And receiving, we've never had in the whole history of the world, there has always been homosexuality. It's not a new thing. It's an age-old thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be in the Bible. It's a very ancient practice. It's a very ancient practice. It's something that people have done. But we've never had it like this before. Official. Nations. Heads of state. Laws. Enforcing it, teaching it in schools, receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was meet. And as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, which is what has happened to the Western world, they don't want to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. Verse 29, being filled. Now he comes to list more moral blemishes. You see, filled with all unrighteousness, fornication. This is another long list. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, Don't be malicious. Oh. Don't be wicked in your talking. Even when somebody is not in your presence, don't speak maliciously. Yes. Speak kindly and gently as though the person is listening. Full of envy, murder, debate. A lot of arguments are not necessary. You should control yourself from stupid arguments. Deceit, malignity, whisperers. Watch out for people who speak undertone. Don't want to say it when you are in their presence. When you are not there, then they whisper. Why? What is a whisper? A whisper is to say it undertone so that he doesn't hear it. Verse 30. Backbiters. Haters of God. Haters of God. Haters of... You can see. How do you know they hate God? They hate God's servants. Yeah. They hate God's servants. That's how you know they hate God. And they allow everything except Christianity. They hate it. They don't want it. Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Coronavirus, some people believe that it was invented by somebody in the lab. A mutation, a biological weapon. And biological weapons are not new things. I watched one war. They send something that makes you itch, skin disease. I mean, they just throw it. And even during the plague, you know, they would put the plague, the rats and the thing, and they would throw it into the city, which is surrounded by a wall. And they just throw the whole thing into the city, and that's it. Yeah, and dead bodies, they would throw them. Somebody who had a plague, they just throw him inside. Hey! Yes. Again, you see, disobedient to parents, without understanding. Covenant breakers. There is no agreement you can have with a person that the person will hold. And you see, during our weddings, we go and sign the register. And it sounds like it's something we are singing. And we are making. But it's actually being done because we are so wicked. You can't trust anybody. Better sign. Better sign you something because we can't trust you. The covenant and the agreement you are making, you will not keep it. Hey! And you think that only men will be breaking the covenant. No, now it's 50%, I've been told. Same number of women, same number of men. That's the research. Are covenant breakers. Without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Hey! No mercy. Who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So ladies and gentlemen, as we come again towards the end of this message, it's very important that you identify the sources of serpent seeds, which are going to change your nature and have changed us so much. Amen. How are we going to overcome that? We need to overcome and avoid, hallelujah, all these seeds of the serpent that are coming to us. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? Yes. Matthew chapter 13. A parable put he forth to them. Amen. All right. Now, the seed is the word of God. Amen. As you give yourself to this seed, amen. As you give yourself to the word of God, you challenge the serpent seed. Amen. Matthew 13, verse 24. The kingdom of heaven is like a man which sowed a good seed in his field. While men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the seeds. All right? And he went his way. When the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And the servant came and said, Sir, did thou not sow good seed? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto him, an enemy has done this. And the servant said to him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? Amen. Amen. Now, just as the enemy has sowed that seed in you, and this parable is saying that an enemy has done this. So now the enemy has come to sow a seed in you. Is that not so? So we have to challenge that seed with another seed. Because that is what the enemy is also doing. When he sees that God has planted a seed in us, then he comes to put another seed there. Then the whole thing becomes bizarre. You can't see which seed is working. So from today, you must do seed for seed. Challenge the seed with another seed. Yes. And that is why listening to the word of God is so important, because it's actually challenging a seed that is there. The seed of faithfulness is challenging the seed of treachery that is in you. Yes, that's being sown in you. That's why my teaching on loyalty and disloyalty is working, because that seed, like treachery, disloyalty, it's like, it's by default you'll be disloyal. I mean, do you think people are loyal? Naturally? Oh. If you like, don't teach them. Everybody will murmur. Everybody will criticize. Everybody will complain. Everybody will form factions. Everybody will form groups. Everybody will speak. Everybody will find fault. Everybody will accuse. It's human nature. Even when you teach, they will still do it. So seed for seed. So as the Lord planted the seed, then the enemy came and planted to challenge the seed. So now we have now realized that it's not only God who has planted seed, but the enemy has planted seed. So you need to challenge that seed. You are now the enemy of the enemy. And that is where the Makane comes in. That is where the Poimano comes in. That is where the Bosco comes in. And that's where the Yugalizo comes in. We have four things now. Yes. Yugalizo.
I love it.
Yes. These are seeds. Yes. We are surprising the enemy with seeds. Yes. Wild seeds. Very powerful seeds. And so what the more, the even when you lay, when you sleep and you put it on, it's working. It's working. A seed is coming into you. People change, oh. If you ask me, tell me which one thing changes a person more than anything else. If you ask me, I would say it's the word. Like if you listen to message, and I mean like you listen to a point or read to a point where you actually go and refer. Like today I was reading a book. And the man quoted scripture, but he didn't write what the scriptures were. So I checked every single one of those scriptures because I was very interested in what I was reading. You know, that is when the word is coming into you. Yes. If you ask me one thing that changes a person's personality and changes a person more than anything else, it's when people listen to the word or read in such a way that they actually either research further or they obey it. Because you can listen to word and you don't obey and you'll be the same. Because the serpent will come and steal, the bird will come and steal the seed. So you must intentionally sow this because you are some way. You are watching me. You know yourself. We are so some way, I tell you, if the seed of the word is not in us. That's why in marriage you see it. A sister who is not trained is not a good person to marry. You may come from your house thinking with your dress and with your one or two stews that you know how to make. It will be a bad experience. I say, you'll be a bad experience for somebody. Because you have nothing, you know nothing. You don't even know how to behave. Your behavior is poor. And it's full of the serpent seed. The serpent seed makes us lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, despisers of those who are good, lovers of themselves. You love yourself, not the person you are married to. You are proud, you love the image that is given to you, but not the person you are married to. That's the reality. If you don't have a seed being planted in you, the other seeds are going to manifest. The person is just going to experience these things. The pride, the days, the heady, high-minded, whatever, just nothing. And then come out to pose with smiling. Yes. Lies with hypocrisy. Pretending. Actors. And actresses. Yes. Stars. I don't know why we don't even form a Crollywood. That's Christian Hollywood. Acting Christians. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Sow to yourselves. Amen. Sow to yourself. You have to sow into yourself. Invest in yourself in the word of God. That's why we make the word of God so available. The Makarios, the Makazi, the Ugalizo, the Bosco, the Makane, the Poimano. These are things that are available. And so I don't know what it is. It's on to you that you don't know what it is. But you know what is Instagram. You know Instagram. You're able to understand how it works. How to get things from the whole world. Amen. Are you there? 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. That you do well to take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place. So the word of God is like a light in your dark place. As a light that shineth in a dark place till the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this, that no scripture, all right, is of the, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen. The prophecy of the word of the of scripture, are you listening to me? It's a light that is challenging the darkness that is in your life. The darkness, it is there. It is there. You know, Bible says Jesus did not give himself to man because he knew what was in man. Jesus was betrayed by all his disciples.
That's serious.
No, but that's serious. Like, Charlie, he had nobody to send into the world to preach. But he knew that he knew they were all traitors. He knew that. There's a certain level of maturity in ministry where you know the people around you are traitors. You just have to. It's a level. You go to a realize these people, they are not faithful. This one is not faithful. This one is not faithful. This one is treacherous. This one will betray you. This one is just a bit of pressure. The person will turn against you. And it's like how to still be with such people and send such people to the world. It's another level. But that's the reality. Yes. Jesus didn't have special people. Peter, he told Peter, look, you, Satan wants to get you. But the way you are so easy to get. Satan will get you by tomorrow. You say you don't know me. You say you don't know me. That's why after the resurrection, the counseling with Peter was so much. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Every day it was about love. So we are never sure of Peter anymore. He wasn't sure of Peter. You can't be sure of such people. Can anyone be sure of you? Can anyone be sure of you? The darkness is so real. And so we need to receive the word until we fear God and we fear his word and we sow to ourselves in righteousness. Yes. Don't take it for granted though. You see, most of the mistakes people have made, they made them because they were in a situation and then they made those mistakes. And most of us have not been challenged with certain things before. If you are challenged with this, you will see. Like, if you were Peter and said, do you know Jesus? You may have insulted and said, that stupid man. Mention a better name. Don't mention him. That foolish man. He came to prison. Stupid. That's why he's been caught. Never mention my name with him. He's a fool. And I'll never associate myself with fools. That's what maybe you would have said. You would have insulted Jesus fully. Peter just said he didn't know him. He said, I don't know him. You would have gone to whatever and started swearing. Well, hi, something, this and that. Hey! In that situation, you may never know, but that's why you don't know that it's in you, these evils, because you've not been there before. Yeah, right. If you are put into that situation, you see. Some of you were ugly when you were born. Nobody married you till you married. Yes, because you are an ugly duckling. Yes, you are not located. But if you have a beauty, like a real type of this miss whatever and so on, hey, you would have the type of people, those that don't take no for an answer. And those that have sex when you see you on site. It's called sex on site. If I see you today, it's happening. Yes. Are you there? 1 Peter 1, verse 23. And I want somebody to find it, read it.
First Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible.
Being what?
Born again.
Reformed. Of what? A seed. A seed is going to reformat your whole personality. Your seed, you are born again. Again, born again.
Changed.
So you actually change. You actually change. It's like you've come into a new start. We must open our hearts to receive the incorruptible word. Please don't take it for granted. Until you are listening to message where you are now reading your Bible to confirm what you are learning. And until you are checking things, you are not receiving. Isaiah 33 verse 18 says, where are the receivers? Yes. Check it up. Yes. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Yes. Where is the receiver? Where are the receivers? Where are people that receive the word? Where are the receivers? We need receivers of the word. Yes. Receivers. Where are the receivers? You need to become a receiver. Amen. You need to become one of the receivers of the word of God. Where are the receivers? Ask your neighbor in your house, wherever you are sitting. Where are the receivers? Are you a receiver? Are you a receiver? You must become a receiver of the word. Not just somebody, I have the message. I have my canal. Is it entering you? Is it changing you? Is it making you fear? You don't fear fornication because you don't know that people who fornicate will die a certain kind of death. Yes. You don't fear sin because you don't believe that it hasn't entered into you that the wages of sin is death, and that lust leads to sin, sin leads to death. It's always a clear sequel. Always. You don't fear it because you've not studied these words and believed them. Yes. You don't believe. If you move around with sinners, people who do certain things. The Bible says it's a living. Yeah. The person doesn't even have to advise you. That living will pass on. Before you realize the person next to you is doing the same thing. Even in the church. Yeah. When people are into certain things, they form. You don't even know how. All of them are like that. Yeah. It's time to be careful. Look, you people, the fact that God has to do a resurrection, it should tell you that there's a serious problem at stake. Serious. There's something seriously wrong with us. If you think there's nothing wrong with you, I would suggest you to marry and see somebody. Marry an angel. Marry the greatest angel that you know. And then you see. And you see. Angel James. Angel John. Angel Susan. Angel Araba Lucy. Angel Wa. Angela. Hey. Where are the receivers? Where are the receivers? Yes. Isaiah 33 verse 18. Where are the receivers? Where is the receiver? Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? We need to become receivers. Hosea 4:12 says, sow to yourself in righteousness. So as you are listening to the word, why don't you check the scriptures that I've preached? You see, that's when you are now receiving. You are checking the scriptures. Ah, I've not seen that scripture like that before. I've not seen the enemy sow the seed and it can be challenged the word. And so I want to sow to myself in right. I want to receive Hosea. Wow. So we must fear the serpent seed that has been put in us. You must fear yourself. You know, one day I heard Mike Murdoch preaching. I'm closing. And if you don't want to watch, you can just go off, please. Yeah. I heard Mike Murdoch preaching, you know, and he said he was talking about how to overcome painful people. Painful people. You can check it out on the internet. But it's a long thing because he's preaching by telephone. He's preached by telephone. You just see the picture and he's preaching on the phone for more than 1 hour. How to overcome painful people. One of the things he said is that you must believe that you can be deceived. You have to believe it. That you can be deceived. You see, we don't believe that a bad thing can be in us or that can come from us or can happen to you. We don't actually believe it. But most of us don't believe we can be deceived. We think we know. Welcome to life. If God allows you to see many things, you'll see that you can be deceived. Yes. You'll see that all the serpent seeds are real things. Every one of them, they are all true things that can happen. So, sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. Let's sow to ourselves in righteousness. Let's plant seeds in our lives. Yeah, don't wait till you're going to preach. I'm going to preach. You know, one time children were quarreling over their parents. And one of them was saying, no, my one of the parents is not a good parent. I've got both of them were pastors, male pastor, female pastor. And then they said that, oh, this one, she only reads the Bible when she's going to preach. Yes. You see, even the children can see that you are only listening to message when you are going to preach. I never listen to message to come and preach. You never, if I'm listening to something, it's never what I'm preaching about. Yeah. It's the most rare thing for me to listen to a message and come and preach. It's one of the most unusual things. What I've listened to, what I listen to, is completely detached from my preaching. Yes. It's later that it seeps out because it goes into my spirit. Where are the receivers? I have to receive it first. And it has to come. I cannot give what I don't have. You just listen to a message and you are coming to talk. It must be deep in you. If at all you are listening, it may be a refresher. Yes. Where are the receivers? So, Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Believe in God. All of my first love children, listen, sow to yourself. There's too much evil. Sow to yourself. In this lockdown season, it's going to be on for some time. Even if it's lockdown, whatever it's called, you'll be wise to also know how to keep yourself. Yeah. And let's sow 120 hours for your life, 120 hours for your destiny. Soaking messages you've never bothered to listen to before. Things you've never had listened to. Soak them in. Watch them. Give yourself to it. Receive things. Sow into yourself. Because there's evil. The serpent seed is there. It must be challenged seriously. Yes. Don't listen to people who say you are looking nice.
No.
Those people, you are smelling nice. You are listening. All those things, they are deceiving you. It's not really true. It's not really true. There's something seed in us that needs to be seriously challenged. And the Holy Spirit has to fly and come and pick and steal the serpent seed out away so that we'll be healed. Father, thank you for your word today. The blessing on every life, Lord. Thank you for salvation, for deliverance from evil. In Jesus' name. Put your hand on your heart. I want to pray against the serpent seed. Father, let the seed, everyone standing, every standing. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. If you are here, put your hand on your heart. I'm going to pray with you. Lord, let the seed of wickedness, malice, evil, treachery, accusations, every bad seed in us, let it be expunged. We now give our hearts to you to receive. Now lift your hand where you are. Lord, you ask in Isaiah, where are the receivers? Where is the receiver? Let indeed the receiver spirit be on every listener to this message. The receiver. Make us receivers. Great receivers of your word. Ah. And let it challenge the evil serpent seed that is in every one of us. That will be changed completely in the day of resurrection. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for a transformation by your mighty power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. If you are here, you are watching, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, I want to pray with you. Lift your hand where you are. Close your eyes. Don't be shy of the person sitting next to you, please. Heaven and hell is what we are talking about. Give your life to Jesus. Lift your hand. Put your hand on your heart. Do anything and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. But today, I ask you, reveal yourself to me. Show yourself to me. Help me to know you better and better. I thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for my salvation today. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you for giving your life to Jesus. We are now going to pray for... We're going to have our communion and we are going to pray for the sick and for all conditions and protection right now. What a blessing. I want everybody to take your communion, take your bread, take your wine, and let us pray over it. Wherever you have your bread, you have your wine, get it together. Amen. There is a great judgment. A great judgment is taking place. On the enemy. We are having communion now.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break,
your bread. When I see the blood, Elijah,
when I see the blood, oh yeah, yeah, I will pass over you. God called prophet Elijah, sent him on a long journey for 40 days and 40 nights.
Take your bread and lift it up.
Elijah needed some natural bread. Oh, prophet Elijah, take this meal and eat.
Take this meal and eat.
It will sustain you for 40 days and for 40 nights.
It will sustain you.
That meal was the blessing that
supernatural
prophet
meals.
Elijah needed.
Supernatural.
When I see the blood.
When I see the blood,
I will pass over you.
Father, thank you. Jesus broke the bread and he said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. Thank you that because of the broken body of Jesus, our bodies will not be broken and disease will not be able to attach itself to us. I pray for everyone worldwide Lord, thank you that the corona disease will not break our lives, break our families, break our destinies. In the name of Jesus, we will live and fulfill the call of God that is on our lives. We will finish what we are called to do. Because of the broken body of Jesus that we receive today, this is now the body of Jesus Christ. Whatever could not be found in the body of Jesus, just as Jesus could not be admitted in any hospital, we declare that as we receive this communion, we cannot be admitted at any hospital. We cannot imagine Jesus Christ on a ventilator, and therefore we believe that we will never be on any ventilator in Jesus' name. Just as we cannot imagine Jesus gasping for his very life and dying in front in a hospital on a drip, we shall not die in any hospital on any drip. By the power of God, by our prayers which we are praying to you, Father, deliver us from evil as we receive the body of Jesus Christ. Whatever cannot be found in Jesus cannot be found in us too. We receive this supernatural meal today. It will sustain us. It will carry us for more than 40 days and nights. It will give us life. It will give us healing. It will give us health. The manifestation of the cross will be apparent on our lives. We thank you, Father, for the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus. Now take your wine. If you don't have wine, just take any drink. Coca-Cola, anything you have in the house, water. Father, we lift this up and we declare this is now the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever represents your mistakes, your serpent seeds, nature, your wickedness, your harmfulness, your evil smell and scent, may the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse you. May we be cleansed, forgiven for our mistakes. On this Resurrection Sunday, every watching, everywhere, thank you for power. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Thank you that the pandemic will pass over and we will still be there. Thank you that it will be over and we'll be standing strong to serve you. No evil shall come nigh our dwelling place. 1,000 shall fall by our side and 10,000 by our right hand. But it will not happen to us. We declare our faith openly, confidently, before your throne. We thank you for such a great covering that as the angel of death passes through the nations of the world, when this blood is seen, it's a seal. And we shall escape because of the blood. May the blood of Jesus cover you and deliver you from the angel of this pandemic, from the death angel and the wickedness that walketh by day and by night. In the name of he who died and rose up triumphantly after 3 days, the blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the blood of Jesus. Now lift your hands for your blessing. Every house, everywhere. Kamba sando shkenimando. Trembele zimo marakatali bendele bene bene. Receive a surprise turnaround in your life. Receive a surprise financial fortune in your life right now. Receive a surprise favor in your life. As the Israelites escape in the pandemics and epidemics, in the days of Moses, you shall escape. You shall find freedom and deliverance. I prophesy over your job and your future financial situation. And I say you are declared stable. You are declared okay. You are declared to be a survivor of every economic holocaust that is coming upon the earth. In the name of Jesus, from America to England to Ghana to Nigeria to South Africa, wherever, you are going to experience the strange acts of God. The strange, amazing deliverances of the Lord. Let it be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the angel of the Lord visit every house and stand encamping in every dwelling place of all your children. Let no dark shadow enter any house. Let no death spirit, let no coffin come near our houses. Let no funeral be associated with any family here. We shall not bury any of our children or grandchildren in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall not see dark and evil days in the name of Jesus. May you be exempted. May you be excluded from wickedness that is walking all over the place. In Jesus' name, any virus that is coming in the air toward you is blocked in Jesus' name. We block it. Any unwise meeting or interaction that will transmit anything to you, we cancel that appointment right now and say it cannot happen. Every unfortunate interaction and contraction of any disease, we cancel that appointment now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be set free. Be delivered. Be exempted. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now put your hand on your body. Receive healing from any disease, strange disease, any wickedness in the name of Jesus in your body. I curse it and I say, die now. Anything that is growing in you that you don't know about, I rebuke it and I say, grow no more. Any cancer, any plague, any virus, any bacteria, any parasite, any connective tissue disorder, any autoimmune disease, any surgical condition or medical condition that is growing in you, any psychological or psychiatric condition in you, I rebuke them now in Jesus' name. And I say, be free. May the Lord lift your feet out of the miry clay. I rebuke the power of fear that is in the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke the pandemic. I rebuke the virus. I say, go back. Go back. Go back to where you came from. In the name of Jesus. I declare the pandemic is finished. We are free from this pandemic. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Matoko Bala. When the list of survivors is being put together, your name will be among the list of the survivors. When the list of those who died during the pandemic is being put together, your name will never be among that list. In the name of Jesus Christ. When the list of those whose finances went into the red, into darkness, into difficulty, is being organized, you'll never be in that list. In Jesus' name. When the list of those who went higher in spite of the pandemic is being put together, you'll be in that list. This pandemic will work out for your good. All things work together for good to them that love God. Father, remember our love for you and let things work together for good. We pray for it. We ask for it in the name of Jesus. Let it turn around. Let it turn around. Let it turn around for good. I pray for my children. I pray for all my children all over the world. Cover them by your angel. Cover them with superior and supernatural angel. Higher angels with rainbows over their shoulders, Lord. Give them angelic support and angelic protection in every continent, in every country. Oh my God, let your angel be with your children. Send angels from heaven. Take away the fear. Take away the darkness. Take away the pandemic, Lord. And grant us deliverance. We pray because we believe in you. our eyes are on you. We trust and believe that you can help us in this situation. And that's why we ask you today. And we thank you that we receive divine protection. Instead of going down, we are going to go up. Instead of reducing, we are going to increase. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Now, put your hand on your heart. Sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. May this pandemic turn out for you to sow to yourself in righteousness and reap mercy. May you be one of the great receivers of the word of God in this season. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. It shall be said of you after this pandemic, what manner of man or woman is this? Receive it in the name of Jesus. What manner of man or woman is this? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every week. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
ABC Tonight, the next chapter of The Bachelor Journey begins.
Welcome to Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to your heart.
20 single musicians look for the perfect duet.
When she sings to me, it just leaves me speechless.
Will a passion for music lead to a lasting love?
I've dreamt of being with somebody who shares the same passion that I do.
Or end on a sour note?
It's no fun singing a love song when you're not in love.
The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart, a 6-episode event, tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
ABC Tonight.
My name is Daniel Garcia. I worked at my family's bakery. My life used to be pretty normal until I met Noah Hamilton. That's when everything changed.
My brother and the most famous woman in the world.
Sometimes two unlikely ingredients.
There's something about him.
Make the most amazing combination.
I just want to make sure you know what you're signing up for. I know that my life can get pretty crazy.
I think I could do a little crazy.
The Baker and the Beauty, series premiere tonight, 10, 9 Central on ABC.